episode 975, Unstoppable Purpose.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's a brand new week, and I hope you are ready for something incredible to happen in your life. Yes, expect the unexpected because nothing is impossible. Today is Mindset Monday. It's time to be mindful and to dig a little bit deeper. It's all about unstoppable purpose. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, because it is Mindful Monday, I have to start out saying that our hearts, our prayers, our thoughts, and ask for all of you as a family to be praying for those that have already gone through and are in the midst of Hurricane Irma. It has just totally caused destruction. It's now in Florida. And, you know, it's just a reminder how amazing God is, that His creation can be so beautiful, yet it also can, I wouldn't say cause destruction, but it's just so mighty. It's a mystery that how something so little and so big can be so awesome. So join me in prayer, keeping, you know, we have family and friends there, and you all may too. So let's pray. Let's do what we can do. And those still recovering from Hurricane Harvey, this is going to be a long battle. And we've got some just major storms happening in our lives. And so we need to come together as a family. Now, with that, we got to bring in a little bit because life goes on, right? We have to clean up after a storm. And maybe you've gone through a storm in your life, maybe a divorce, maybe a separation, maybe a loss of a child. Maybe you lost your job or you've been demoted. Or maybe you have literally been in a storm and you just happen to have 2.5 minutes to spend with us today. Life does go on. And because of that, we have to understand our unstoppable purpose. Have you ever had those days when you just want to know what you're here on this green earth for? I mean, seriously, your unstoppable purpose. In the daily grind of 3 meals, laundry, rush hour traffic, soccer practice, a quick run, homework, and bedtime tuck-ins, you only have enough time for a rapid catch-your-breath moment. Sometimes I feel like that, and sometimes more than not do I feel like that. How is there enough time in the day to know, to find, to discover your unstoppable purpose? Everybody's looking for that magic sauce. They hope that all of a sudden out of the green sky, okay, it's not a green sky, it's a gray sky or a blue sky. I guess it could be a green sky too. However you're looking at it, upside down or not, we want the magic. We want the magic sauce. We just want to know, spelled out for us, this is what you're supposed to do. And you want it spoken to you loud and clear. You don't want to have to guess. But when we're doing all of our life seems to be all about what everyone else needs from you. Finding the time to sort out, to journal, or to even read a book, including research, seems next to impossible. Your unstoppable purpose is more about your choked purpose. Think about that for a minute. Your unstoppable purpose is more about your choked purpose. And what I mean by that is we get stuck. There's something missing. There's a void. We feel like we are not living out what we're supposed to be doing. And we begin to question. Sometimes it comes from overwhelm, stress. Sometimes it comes from a season in our life, a storm. It could just come from curiosity. But regardless, we're on this search. But when we're on this search, we find that it's more about our choked purpose. When I was young, I learned to mow the lawn at a very young age with my dad. I did a lot of things with my dad. I did a lot of things, as in, you know, woodworking. He was so into woodworking. He was something about the hands. He was the hands and the feet of Jesus. He would do what he could do to help others all the time, serving them. And then when he was home with us, he would do everything he could do to get us to do the chores. So he taught me how to mow the lawn. Now, I got to say, I didn't mow the lawn for too long because eventually my brother took over. And I didn't have to do it a lot, but he wanted me to know how to mow the lawn. So we had this, well, I called it an old-fashioned lawnmower because nowadays you get on, you turn a key, and woof, it's on, right? It's awesome. But this old-fashioned lawnmower, you had to pull the rope, right? The starter. You had to hold the little trigger and pull at the same time. And I was little. And I wasn't lifting back then. I wasn't into sports. I didn't have the strength of a giant. Oh, no, I was just this little thing. But he said, you can do it. You can do it. And I would pull and I'd pull. And I'm like, really, Dad, I can't do it. Oh, you'll do it. Keep doing it. And I would pull and I would pull. And eventually, I would get it. But there would be many times that I wouldn't. And what would happen? I'd hear this weird sound like a chug. And then silence. That's what happens when your life is overwhelming you. You are choked. You got too much fuel in the, well, I don't know what it is. I can remember way back when, but now it's gone. So I know you probably know already. So you're probably saying, it was this little thing. You know, it fills up with fluid and then you can't get it. So you got to let it rest for a certain period of time. And I can remember letting it rest and rest and rest, and it still wouldn't start. It was all choked. Your unstoppable purpose is more about your choked purpose. You're always looking for what you think you should find. Maybe you should be looking for what you aren't finding. So how do you get to your unstoppable purpose? Well, I'm so glad you asked, because here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. You got to fuel your life, fill up, elevate life. God wants to do that in you. So if you don't want a choked purpose, if you don't want to be living your life strangled, suffocating, barely able to get through, what can you do to fuel your life, to fill up, to elevate your life? Well, let's break it down. Number one, you got to create space. You got to make room. You got to declutter. We're so busy looking for everything that we're choked within our own purpose. We're choked within our own busyness. We think this is what we're supposed to be doing. I lived that life year after year after year. I thought I was doing everything I was supposed to do as a wife, as a mother, as an amazing church volunteer. Oh yeah, I was all into it. And I thought for sure that this is what God had planned for me. But he didn't. No, he paused my life and created a storm. He stripped everything I thought I worked so hard for. And he said, you don't have any of this unless you have me. And I thought I had him. I was doing everything for him. I mean, everything. It wasn't like I was some bad, horrible person. You couldn't get more involved in the church than being the pastor of the church and what I was doing. You couldn't get involved in people's lives and really invested in relationships than I was. You couldn't be so in tune to a marriage. You couldn't be schooling and loving your children as much as I did. I thought I was doing it all right. But I wasn't. So what? He created space. You need to create space. You need to make room. You got to declutter. We're too busy. When you're too busy, you see everything that you want to see and not what you need to see. Number two, know your season. What season of life are you in right now? Maybe you're in the midst of a separation. Maybe you're in the midst of going back to school. Maybe you're in the midst of the season of building a business. Maybe you're just having this idea like, I'm in search for my purpose, but I'm really not sure what it is. And you're just starting there. Where are you? What season of life are you in? For example, I might give you kind of a wacky example here. Just beware. If it's wintertime, can you imagine me dressing in a bikini, going to lay out in the middle of the snow to get a tan? Do you think that's serving me? I don't think so. So you got to know your season, because too many times we are going against our season. Now, yes, I'm all about pushing the envelope. I'm all about getting out of your comfort zone. But the thing is, again, we are doing sometimes what we think we're supposed to be doing and we don't even realize it because we don't take time to. We're so caught up in ourselves thinking that we do know it all. And because we are in control, is that you? So you got to, number one, create space. Number two, know your season. Number three, and if this is the only thing you take away from today, this is what you must remember. Number three, hunt for your God winks. I want you to be a hunter. See, these God winks are found within your everyday. We think that we're supposed to be looking at the green sky. Remember, I was talking about the green sky. Yeah, the gray, the blue sky, whatever color of sky you're looking at. Because if I'm looking at a rainbow, oh, it's very colorful. So I could be looking at a green sky. So whatever color your sky is for the day, we want it absolutely spelled out for us verbatim. This is your purpose. You are to be this. What is that this for you? You're like, I don't know. That's why I'm listening to you, Christiane. Well, guess what? I'm not going to tell you the answer because God's got to tell you the answer. You got to hunt for God winks. Your unstoppable purpose is found in your daily responsibilities, your activities, your job, your parenting, your marriage, your relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not going to be found by a dramatic song and dance, the band playing, and a formal announcement. Do-do-do-do-do. But we all want that. And I know you're probably laughing right now. Good. I'm glad this is a little bit entertaining, but I want it to take you from your head to your heart. Hunt for the God winks. You know, we do. We all want that dramatic song and dance. And we're expecting it. It's tough. It's hard. God wants you searching for Him, and He wants you alert. Are you being that for Him today? Or are you just hunkered down in your own little world, just doing your due? Maybe you're wanting some help with this. You're like, I don't know what my purpose is, and I feel choked. I'm living my choked purpose, not my unstoppable purpose. It's time. It's time to stop being choked and suffocated and strangled. You want help? Click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. It's a free gift from me. It's a free coaching call. I give one away. Why? I give it away to you because I believe in you. And God says, Christiane, you got to give back, and this is one way you can. So if you've never coached with me before, I want you to reach out to me. Click on the link, Take Aim. That will begin our conversation. And then we will set up a time. Yes, a time for you and I to chat personally, to strategize, to figure out where you are in regards to your choke purpose versus your unstoppable purpose. Whatever you need to talk about, I am there for you. So click on the link, Take Aim. When you create space and know your season, you open the door to see God's wink, His blessing telling you, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. If you're not familiar with that verse, it's Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Carve that in your heart. God's telling you, I know the plans, but you got to be searching for me. You got to be alert. So go out today, create the space, know your season, and go hunting. Oh yeah, you're a hunter today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.